Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Oh, you got one crack. Just one.
There's another one.
You get one slap, one crack. That's
man.
It.
Man. What up, peeps?
How y'all doing?
How y'all doing? Yeah. Welcome to the Let's Make Out podcast, where we make out all things what?
Love, life, and laughter.
That is right.
I am one of your hosts, Chad, also known as Babe, and it's my beautiful co-host and wife,
Gabrielle, also known as Gabe.
That's right.
We're glad you're here.
That's right, we are.
We've been gone for, it's been 2 weeks since our last
2 weeks. Yeah, 2 weeks.
It's been 2 weeks.
Yeah, we took last week off. We'll be taking next week off as well because it's my birthday and we're doing a little bit of traveling. Mm-hmm. So that's super exciting. So this is our first. Is this our first trip together?
This is our first couples trip.
Couples trip. We did the January trip with the family.
When was the last couples trip we've had?
I
can't even remember.
It had to have been 2019 because 2020 we went to Great Wolf Lodge before the pandemic hit.
Yes, with the kids.
With the kids. So it had, and that was March, or like early March. So
I mean, we've had like weekend staycations in the city.
But like a trip out of the city, no.
No, I can't remember the last. So trip
probably 2019.
2019. But I don't even remember what it would have been.
I don't either. I don't remember.
So I'm excited about that.
Yes.
We get to go. We're going to go and hang out for Babe's birthday. It's a quick trip, just like a weekend trip.
Mm-hmm.
Because I booked this like last year in the heat of the pandemic. I was like, oh, this is cool. Let's try this little place. Because I didn't know what travel was going to be looking like.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I was like, I don't want to be too ambitious for your birthday and like, you know, plan something out of the country if stuff ain't going to be right. So
so it's gonna be fun. That's a place you've never been.
And yeah, I'm looking forward to it. So
it'll be a good time. And then we have a trip coming up later in June that we're
a family trip.
That we're super excited about.
Super duper excited about all of the traveling. Babe just got back from a trip. Yeah, let's talk about that, honey. Okay.
Yes,
before we do that, let's keep music.
Let's do that. All right. Here we go. Well, maybe. Here we go. So
it was Memorial Day weekend. Hopefully you guys, you know, enjoyed the long weekend. If
yeah.
you had a long weekend, I know some people still had to work. But
yes,
Babe was gone.
I was gone.
The entire, like a long, from Thursday to Monday.
It was long.
Like Monday night.
It was crazy.
It was a long time. Where did you go, Babe?
My boy Tyler and I, we went to Tampa. So we went to Tampa. We stayed in Tampa, but then we're pretty much in Clearwater Beach every day. We planned the trip kind of like late, you know. So finding a place in Clearwater was
kind of tough.
But it actually was fine because I mean, we were 30 minutes from Clearwater, so you know. But we got to hang out in Tampa, do some stuff in Tampa, and then when we wanted to go down to the beach, we just would grab a lift and just be down there all day.
Yeah,
and we would go down there at like 10, 11, and come back at 10 or 11. Mm-hmm. Like, we would just stay
the whole day.
Because, you know, so much to do. We can eat down there, do whatever. So, but yeah, it was a good trip.
Good.
We had a good time. Got some runs in.
Oh, yeah, because Tyler ran with Ben.
Yes, Tyler about the runs. He's like, this man tried to kill me. But, yeah, we just had a good time. Yeah, it's just good to relax. We just, you know, Tyler and I, we be cracking each other up. We crack jokes all the time. So it's just a good chance to really connect. He's a pastor as well. So like, you know, just get a chance to like, you know, spend time with a man of God. We can talk about, you know, like the things that I, you know, that I have desires to do, and like, you know, like I can talk to him about, like, you know, working in the faith, whether that's something that God has for me fully.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know, but, you know, talking to someone that's actually in it. he said that he would give me his blueprint for writing a sermon if I ever wanted it. Yeah, really so we had a good time. It was just it was just a good time.
That's good. I'm glad you got a friend, Shadi. We've been talking about friendships,
man,
on this podcast for a minute, and how it's slim picking sometimes trying to find good people.
It really is. Like, just find people that are like
you really mesh with and click with.
You mesh with, know? And then on top of that, have like, have a wife and have kids and have the same similar responsibilities as you, because I'm not trying to travel with somebody that's single.
That's like completely different.
Yeah, like, that doesn't have kids and have responsibilities outside of, like,
it can be done though.
It can be done. I'm not saying it. No, I haven't met somebody that I can do that with.
That you could do that with.
I'm like, you know, like, I just feel like, you know, they're going to want to go do, like, single things, you know, and
that's a good point.
Like, we even went to a place in Tampa and that, like, we were literally like, it was like a bar slash, like, nobody was really dancing, so it wasn't like a
club,
but it was like, but they had DJs,
kind of like a lounge.
But they had a DJ there, you know, and it was like, it was really cool, because we just grab some drinks, sit down and chill, listen to the live music. Like, if you go with a single person, you just never know what they're, I mean, because they can be trying to flirt with people and all that stuff. And that's okay. I have nothing wrong with that. But
I guess you really have to be comfortable or, like, know, you know what I'm saying? Like, know this person enough to, because as you're talking to this, I'm thinking, well, I plan on taking a girl's trip with my girl, but she's single. Yeah,
but you know
what I'm saying? It is different. First of all, I feel like it's different.
She's a mature single man, like,
versus single women.
Yes, like, exactly.
The way they go about things, I just feel like it's completely different.
100%.
Yeah.
Because we were watching all these single dudes.
Just
hilarious. I mean, they literally
pick up chicks.
They just hit on every. We were cracking up. Cause, like, we would be like acting like we're the voices of the guys, and we would, like, literally be going back and forth like, hey dude, you see her, man? Oh yeah, I saw her, man. You gonna talk to her? Yeah, I got this. And he would walk over like, hey, how are you? We would do the whole voices like, hey, how are you?
Yeah, bro.
Can I buy you a drink? Oh no. Oh, okay, cool. All right. Well, have a good night. Walk back. He's like, come back and, oh man, yeah, she's got a boyfriend. She's married or something. I don't know what it is. She said she'd let me buy her a drink, but you know.
Oh,
like, we were literally
so
just doing this the whole
funny.
Time, cracking ourselves up because
y'all could see them.
We could see them. And then another chick would walk in like, oh, I got this one. And he walk over, same thing, come back with his tail between his legs. Like, we should be cracking me up.
So I just funny. You, like, gotta shoot your shot, I guess.
Hey, no, I not no
how
no,
do you know?
I'm never gonna hate the player, but, like, right. I don't wanna be part of the game.
Man. So glad to be out of the game. Yeah,
exactly. So for me, you travel with a single guy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm all for it. Go flirt. Do your thing, man. Just don't bring them over here.
Right.
Don't bring their friends with over here, because I'm not interested.
Yeah, we're not doing
that. So, like, that's what I mean. Like, we're different.
Yeah.
But we're going with Tyler. Like, we both married. I mean, we're not worried about women. We're just there to have a good time, have a good conversation with each other. Like, you know, just, you
I'm
know, hang out. So.
So this is literally, like, babe's second guy's trip.
Yeah, I think the first.
Second or third.
Yeah.
Like, the first one, you went out with Mark. Y'all went to Universal Studios.
Mm-hmm.
And then I feel like you and Justin's trip was kind of a guy's trip, but not really, because y'all just went down for your brother's wedding. But then y'all also went to the game. Did y'all go to the game? Did I miss that? Did y'all go to the Alabama game?
That
was kind of like a guy's trip, but not really, because y'all were going for something else. You know what I'm saying?
And that was Justin's thing, man. See, that's what I'm talking about. I love Justin, but never again, man. Like, we go to the Alabama game.
Justin is my friend from, like, my best friend from high school. We all went to high school together.
Yeah, I knew Justin from high school.
Yeah.
And she knew, but we didn't know each other. So, you know, but, he's like, man, come on down. You know, it's like a work thing. Come down there. And he decides to ride with somebody. So this person doesn't care anything about the game. He wants to leave in the third quarter.
Who leaves in the third quarter of the football game?
I'm like, what in the world?
Especially not the number one Alabama fan right here.
Like,
okay.
Come on, man. I was like, what was the point, dude?
What was the reason? Okay. Yeah.
Who raised you? Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just glad that you were able to go and have some time away from the kids, because y'all know, like, I have never met a more present dad than this man right here. Okay. Like, he is hands on, loves his kids. Man. Keeps the kids when I have something going on. And normally I'm the one that always has something going on.
Yeah, not like traveling out of the city, though.
Yeah, but like allergies, I always have something going on. So, you should have taken me a Zyrtec. I should have taken my Zyrtec.
Allergies, but I keep my butt right now.
Yeah, so I was glad he had some time away, from the kids to just be.
I mean, I missed them.
Oh, honey, they missed you. When I tell you that Reaganator, she is such a cutie. Daddiest girl.
She's so cute.
That I've ever seen. She would just curl up and curl up in my arms and say, I really miss my daddy.
That's so cute.
And he's not going to come back. He's in Florida. I was like, he's going to come back, sweetie. I just miss him so much. I mean, she was laying it on thick. And I was like, but you get to hang out with mommy. You get to hang out with me. She's like, I know, but I really miss daddy. I was like, okay, girl. And as soon as we picked babe up from the airport,
this girl,
it was the cute.
Yeah, I mean, she held on tight.
She was holding on to, he was holding her. She was holding on to his neck so tight.
I mean, she like literally was
literally.
Like talking to me like this. Like, hi, daddy. Because she wouldn't let go of me. Like, it was the cutest thing ever. She's such a sweetheart.
It was the cutest thing. She loved her daddy, y'all. I don't blame her. I mean, you're the best. But
thank you, buddy. You're really the best. Cute. Thank you. For just allowing me the time to go and do that. So
absolutely.
I appreciate you.
Absolutely.
Like, that was, it was just, because it's like, for me, it's like, to think leaving the family for that many days, it's like, I'm excited to go and relax. But at the same time, it's not, it's like, I'm like, I don't want to leave. You know what I'm saying? Because, you miss you guys.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. Like, we are together all the time.
We are.
Every day, all day.
So it's, but it's weird how we still don't want to.
Yeah, it's weird because I missed him. Like I wasn't with him every day, all day. You know what I'm saying? We were all like just missing babe. But I was really grateful too to have time with the kids alone, because I'm always on the go. I would say that I probably have more of a social life in this relationship. So there's always an event or there's something going on that I have to go to. So babe gets a lot of time with just him and the kids.
Mm-hmm.
I don't normally get that because babe don't really go nowhere. So
exactly.
It was nice to have.
So when I'm home or when she comes home, like, I'm home too. So
yeah. So it was nice to just have some time. It was funny. I was thinking about that. Like, it's very rare that I have the kids just by myself,
because
you're always here. Like, you don't ever go anywhere. I was thinking about that. Like, we got to do this more often so I can have some, time with the kids by myself, because you get it all the time. So,
because it's never, and it's like for us too, it's never a worry of not the other parent not being able to handle.
Yeah, no, that's not
because we both,
I was a little worried that they would be bored with me.
We rock stars together, and we're rock stars with, without each other when it comes to parenting, right? And so, yeah, I mean, I think that,
he's the fun parent, so I felt I think she
doesn't give herself enough credit. Like, you're a fun parent, we just do fun differently.
That's a nice way of putting
it. Yeah, like, we do fun differently. I'm the one that, like, does the sports.
You get down and dirty and do all of the games, of the sports, all of the things.
Exactly.
That's
not your ministry. But you figure out other ways, like, hey, let's go out
and
spend the day. Like, let's go spend the day and go do this. And, like, the kids like that.
Yeah.
They had a great time. Like, so I think that she just doesn't give herself enough credit to... and then a lot of times too, like when I'm home, if Reagan wants to go outside in the porch or something like that, I'll just put my shoes on instinctively and go out there and do it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So like those moments, like, it's kind of just, I go out and do it. So
I may have something else going on or trying to do something else, and I'm like, well, hold on, give me some time. Like,
yeah,
it's just different. Like, we parent differently.
We parent differently, but we have a system. We have a system of make sure the kiddos are happy, healthy, and
that's so funny. Speaking of Justin, he's calling.
he must be watching live.
Right.
But
speaking of live, you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Our 100th episode is coming up
next
in 2 weeks because we have next week off. So we are doing our live episode
on June 18th. Friday, June 18th
at probably like 7. I'm going to say 7-ish.
Yeah.
So, yes, it will be streamed live on YouTube. Let's just make a whole party out of it. Our live 100th episode where we can take viewer questions. We can just hang out, whatever y'all want to do. So if y'all got any suggestions of what y'all think we should do on the live podcast, please feel free to leave them below.
Yes, please.
On the YouTube. And if you're just listening and you didn't even know we had a YouTube, you can come over and watch us. And let's make our podcast
on the YouTube.
On the YouTube, okay? It's like people used to say the Facebook.
The Facebook.
I'm like, what?
The Instagram.
The Instagram. Instagram.
The Twitter.
Anyway, okay. So we're going to get into our first sponsor of this podcast.
That's right.
Shout out to Ana Luisa for sponsoring this podcast. Mm-hmm. We talked about them on a previous podcast, and we are just super excited to continue working with them. I finally received my jewelry. So first of all, if you don't know who Ana Luisa is, it is a jewelry brand, and it was founded to bring clarity to the jewelry industry. So they design pieces with a more beautiful story from beginning to end, starting with recycled materials whenever possible, transparent business practices always, and you know, they have small batches that are kind to the earth. So it's 100%, you know, carbon neutral and all of that stuff. So it's a sustainable jewelry line, and I love what I got. So I got this really beautiful ring. It's like a bezel ring. I don't know how you put it. It's like, you know how rings are hard, but it's like a flimsy,
yeah,
like a chain type ring situation. I love it. It's beautiful. And then I got this necklace that I'm not wearing today because I have on my workout clothes, so I haven't really gotten dressed for the day.
She's
but a really
out.
Beautiful necklace and a pair of earrings. Mm-hmm. And I'm a fan. Like, I was really impressed with the quality. One thing about
really
it,
nice
it's
pieces.
Not like ridiculously expensive. So, you know, they have very fair prices, and you know, their jewelry starts at like $39, which is really good for the type of quality that mm-hmm. they have. So, you know, I think it's good. You guys should totally check them out. It is analuisa.com/makeout. If you go to that, you can get 10% off of all the products with our link. So that is analuisa.com/makeout. And you know, jewelry is one of those things where it's you either you're buying it for yourself, you're buying it for a gift.
Exactly.
If you're a guy, you're buying it for your spouse or your significant other. Like, jewelry is classic. You can always find something new, something to change and add to your, you know, your wardrobe and everything. It's just a great accessory piece. So
yep.
If you are, you know, in the market for some new jewelry, definitely check them out. Tell them we sent you. AnaLuisa.com/makeout. Go and treat yourself and your loved ones and use the code MAKEOUT to get 10% off. Try it.
Yeah, try
like,
it.
I love it. Y'all know I'm all about jewelry. So when I can find a new jewelry like company, I'm excited. I was so excited. Right after we filmed the last podcast, it came that day in the mail. I was like, dang. So
yeah.
I've been like wearing that necklace.
Yeah,
nonstop.
But she got it now. She likes it. Beautiful pieces. So
beautiful pieces.
Sure, someone, either yourself or someone would like them. So check them out.
Check them out.
Yep. So
let's get into some questions.
All right, which one are we doing?
I don't know. What book you want?
Which one? The one we've been doing.
808. Boom, like an 808. Oh, you didn't even say it. 808 and Heartbreaks.
Yeah, but I was doing the beat with it.
Oh, is that what that was?
Do it. Sing it again.
Boom like an 808.
Oh, I do it again.
Hey. Circles like a figure eight. I don't think that was it. Okay. That's
whatever.
Probably really loud.
Oh, sorry. We were doing the beat, yeah. Sorry, not sorry.
Give me a number between 1 and 218.
212.
I don't have a song for 212. I was trying to come up with a song.
Yeah, no song. Stop.
What television show do you watch that you're a little embarrassed about?
Currently? Or just in general?
What's the difference?
I used to watch Laguna Beach and The Hills.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not embarrassed, but I mean...
You liked shows like that.
I liked shows like... for one, Laguna Beach, I wanted to move to Laguna Beach when I got out of the Army. So, like, for one, it was kind of like, oh, this is the place in Laguna Beach. That's okay, let me check it out.
Yeah.
And I watched Life of Ryan, the skateboarder. Ryan, for one, I liked skateboarding, but he was a kid. But then also he lives in San Clemente. So I was interested in, like, San Clemente looked like a cool city, too. All these, like, beach cities.
Yeah. Ryan Sheckler?
Ryan Sheckler, yeah.
Is that the one that had the big? No.
No, that's Robin Big.
Robin Big.
That's yeah, Rob. Yeah. Rob Dyrdek.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rob Dyrdek. Okay.
Yeah. but yeah, so I would say the Laguna Beach and the Hills, because like Laguna Beach turned into the Hills when they graduated high school.
Oh, really? I never watched those shows.
Yeah, they graduated high school and went to L.A. and it became the Hills.
Oh, interesting.
So it's the same kids.
It's the same kid. Yeah. They just grew up.
And then the one kid... Chase's name, I think his name was. He was in One Tree Hill.
Oh.
He was the guy that came in. He was a bartender.
Mm-hmm.
Curly hair. Like,
I mean, I don't remember.
It's been a long time. But he ended up being in One Tree Hill.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, but.
One
yeah.
Tree Hill was a good show. I only watched it because Babe had the whole freaking
yeah, and
set.
she was not one to watch it.
I did not want to watch it at all. Kind of like Prison Break. I wasn't interested in watching that either, but they were both.
Super
really
good.
Great series.
Super like, good. One Tree Hill was a... they did a good job with One Tree Hill.
Yeah. We need a good series to watch.
One like, that's going to be like 7-8 seasons.
Something
what
to
happened
keep
to them shows?
Like, going. I feel like we start these shows and we don't finish them. Like The Flight Attendant. We started The Flight Attendant. We need to finish that. It's probably only like 3 or 4 more episodes left.
I know.
And I think we forgot about it.
I know, but see, that's a problem. If we forget about the show, that means we're not like hooked.
Yeah, like, what's that one on Netflix that was really, really popular? I think they're done now with the kids in the high school.
Oh, yeah.
We watched, like, 2 good seasons, and then we forgot about it. But I think they got, like, 2 more seasons. What is the name of that show?
Where the girl died?
Yeah, she, like, narrates the whole thing.
I don't remember the name of it.
We never even finished Orange is the New Black. We never finished that last maybe season and a half. I think it was 2 seasons we have left. So we got shows. But you know, you just don't be in the mood for them. And then you start watching new stuff. So then you forget about the old stuff. It's like
I need a show like Prison Break or One Tree Hill. Like something that where we're like every
it.
Week.
Well,
like
we do have that. We didn't finish that either. What? I need to catch up. Was the one where you've been watching. You'd be watching it without me. And I'm like, we're supposed to watch it together. But it's so slow.
Ozark?
Yes, Ozark. I gotta catch up.
It's still not on the level of those shows, though.
No, it's not the same.
I mean, it's not. It's so dark.
It is. You just gotta be in the mood to watch.
Yeah.
Wait, what's the one show? P-Valley. We never even finished the first season of P-Valley.
Definitely not gonna be Prison Break or...
I swear we have started a million shows and haven't finished them. Queen Sugar. We behind on Queen Sugar.
Queen Sugar.
Maybe
say,
we don't need any more shows. We need to finish them.
So we really like started. This Is Us, and we like A Million Little Things.
We watch those faithfully.
But
every
those,
week.
The problem with those is they be having like 7 weeks in between episodes.
Honey, why do they be taking? It's about to be the end of the season too. So then we're gonna have to wait until they come back in September.
So it's like because I know they had to, you know, they had to film, you know, after you know COVID, they had to like film. So they're you know definitely didn't get to film the seasons fully like they normally would. But
those are probably the only shows that we faithfully watch.
Yeah, those are the ones that we don't want to...
We don't want to miss
them. We don't watch them live, but we watch them the next day, usually.
I think we didn't watch last week, though, so we should have a couple episodes, maybe, if they were on 2 weeks in a row.
That's what I'm saying, if they were on. Like, because they just be not. Like, it's
I
like,
know,
what?
Right? What shows have you guys been watching lately? Like, what's been your... We started Them. Is it called Them?
Them, yeah.
Which is which I'm not starting. You know what? I'm not starting.
Which is a super dark show too. So it's like finding these like
like, shows that you can. First of all, it shows that we can watch when the kids are up and awake. If all the shows we watch either got sex in them or drugs and cussing and it's just too much. Yeah. Like, the only ones we can watch with the kids are A Million Little Things and This Is Us. Yeah. So the rest of them, we have to wait till they go to bed. Then it'd be time to go to bed. So who?
Funny story. Funny story. The other day there was a commercial on, and she's like, "Oh, that's Danny." I'm like, "Danny?" She's like, "From A Million Little Things." I'm like, and I'm in my head like, "This is Danny."
He was like, "Danny."
And I'm looking at this guy. I'm thinking, like, the only person he looks like at most is Gary. She's like, "Yeah, Gary." She's like, "Where'd I get Danny from?"
But there I'm
like,
is Danny. Danny is the little boy.
Yeah,
right?
I think so. Yeah.
There is a Danny in A Million Little Things, but so. I just switched out. It was wasn't him in the commercial, either one of them.
Yeah.
But he did remind me of him. So. Yeah.
At a closer look, it was not either one of them. I was like,
you know what? That's actually not him, but that's at all, not even
anyway,
his
shape, or form.
I was talking about. Anyway,
yeah.
We went on a random tangent about what we're watching. So, let's do page 25.
Dang it. I opened a 74. We're going to go with that one.
Well, no, we're not.
Okay. 25.
Stop.
Do you think animals are more loving than people?
No. I mean, I guess in a sense, maybe, because I don't feel like animals really keep record of wrong. You know, like,
so forgiving.
They're so forgiving. You know, like, you know, Oscar can get in trouble and then he's right up under me. Back in the day, he don't be up under me no more.
Well, I can get him. He can get in trouble with me.
He loves Jack.
And yeah. And you know, I had to put him in his crate. You know, and then he gets out and
runs right up under.
Runs right up and starts licking my arm and just lays down. I think that
animals,
you know, dogs. Especially have this way of there's something they have short term memory when it comes to, like, it's just like God, I feel like God made them to just bring love and joy.
You know,
like, they just, you know, now granted there's some mean dogs out there, but I think I don't think that's necessarily all their fault.
I wonder if I will ever really, like, love a dog like that again. I'll tell you, after I had Chad Jr., something shifted in me. And I love Oscar, don't get me wrong, but I'm just not about to, like, pick him up and cuddle with him and love all on him, which he got a whole lot of before I had kids. But then also, it's irritating because I'm allergic. So then I got to make sure I have my allergies start messing up. Like, it's just, I think that that's part of it, too. But, yeah.
He's my dog now.
I see people and they just be loving all on their dogs and hugged up and cuddled. And I'm like, I remember those days.
She basically bought me a dog before we even knew each other.
I basically did, because he does not fool with me anymore.
She's like, you know what? I'm gonna buy my future husband a dog.
Okay.
I ain't met him yet.
Into my life and they favor you over me. Like, what the hell? The dog, the kids, like, damn.
You know what? I favor you, girl.
Thanks.
Yeah, I got you, Shadi.
Appreciate that.
I show you favor on a daily basis.
Whatever. Give me another page.
Matter of fact, you can have all them pages, Shadi. Favor. Let's see. Let's see. Let's go with page
32. This has a mini quiz.
Stop. Oh, your finger was going so fast.
It really was. Because it's only two. Do you consider yourself religious, spiritual?
Okay, let's do it. Yeah, do a different page. 38. What I am until 9 days from now.
Yeah, we're knocking on 40's door. I'm not ready to be out of my 30s yet. I mean, I still got time, but.
I ain't never going to be 40. I'm going to be 39 for the rest of my life.
No, you're going to be 40.
Shut up. All right. Okay. Stop.
Let's say you're disconnected electronically. How long do you think you could go before freaking out and searching for a place that has connection?
As long as I have Gabrielle and the kids with me, I go for a super long time.
I don't believe
The only time I touched my phone this entire weekend mm-hmm. was to text you or to call you. Outside of that, I stayed off my phone. I wasn't on social media.
That's because you were off. But if you're not off, you would be attached to them emails.
No.
If we didn't have connection and you were supposed to be working, you would be looking for connection so you could check your emails. Let's be honest.
No, it doesn't matter if we were in Houston, Atlanta, Vegas. I wouldn't. You did a Jake reference? I did a Drake reference.
I got it.
Oh, okay. No.
Interesting. I don't know. I know. Well, y'all know my answer to that question. I'd be a mess.
She 13 minutes.
I don't like to not be connected. I left my phone here taking Chad to camp today, and I was like, damn it, where's my phone? Now that I called too, but I talked to her on my watch.
That's funny.
I was like, I don't know. It's like I can't be without it. It's annoying. I wish that that wasn't the case, but it is like a constant. These stupid phones have become whatever they've become. Our everything. Well, my everything.
You're my everything.
You're my everything, and everything
is you.
Oh, look at you. I didn't know that you knew the song. Okay.
Okay, you see them hip bros?
Oh,
okay. Y'all can't see the hip bros, but
right.
I got them going. Demos. Okay, what are we doing?
Do you want more questions?
Let's do our last sponsor for today. And then do another question. So, Thrive Market. We've told you about them many times. And so, basically, Thrive Market is an online membership-based market on a mission to make healthy living easy and affordable for everyone. Thrive Market, when shopping with Thrive Market is, you know, healthy without the hassle. You can easily shop by 70 plus diets and values like keto, paleo, gluten-free, vegan, non-GMO, fair trade certified, BPA-free, and more. Skip the store and skip the lines. So, you can enjoy guaranteed savings and member-only prices when you join. So on average, Thrive Market members, save around $32 on every order. So, I know every time we've ever ordered anything, it shows you what what you're saving. So it's definitely always a really good percentage off. So they have the best selection of high quality, healthy, and sustainable products online. You can buy thousands of wholesome food, home, and beauty products curated just for members. It's a one-stop shop for everything you need. So whether you need organic and essential groceries, clean beauty, safe supplements, non-toxic home, plus ethical meat, sustainable seafood, clean wine, and more. Their products are their products are ethically sourced, so that's really nice. So, let's see. When you join, you actually give back through the Thrive Gives program. Their one-for-one membership matching program. They every paid membership sponsors a free one for a low-income family. So it's always good to work with brands that actually are giving back. So this is a way that they do that. So you can get awesome pricing as a member, but then also they give it to someone who is in need of it. So that's really important, especially, you know, during this last year and a half.
Yeah.
super easy to order. Like the website is very streamlined, very easy. You can search for what you want. So if you search for a product, it'll give you all the options that are similar or close to that. So it's super easy to navigate the website. So it's not confusing, not going to, you know, be daunting for you to do that. So for you, for the peeps, they actually have two membership options I want to tell you about. So they have a 1 month membership for $9.95 a month or a 12 month membership for $5 a month.
For
$5 a month, billed at $59.95. So 1 month for $9.95 a month or the 12 month membership for $5 a month, which is going to be $59.95 for the entire 12 months. So that's really good. And then they have a new offer that's exclusively available only for our listeners. So you join today to get $20 off your first order and a free gift. So that's pretty good. So we want you to check out Thrive Market. And again, get your $20 off your first order and this exclusive free gift. The only way to do that, though, is to go to thrivemarket.com/LMO. That's Thrive. Man. That's Thrive, Thrive, market.com/LMO. And you can get this exclusive offer of $20 off your first order and a free gift. You can't get this offer anywhere else, so make sure you check it out. It's going to be linked down below, thrivemarket.com/LMO.
That's right.
Yeah, check them out. Check them out. Okay, so whose number? Whose turn?
I think
it's my turn. What number you want, Shouty?
Oh, didn't I just ask the last question?
Did you?
I don't remember what the last question was.
It's on page 38. Just give
you
me
gave
a number.
Me that number. Oh, yeah. Okay. 138.
138.
138.
You talking about that biblical
Trey
age?
Trey 8.
Talking about that biblical age.
Stop.
Do you trust your partner to always tell the truth?
Oh gosh, yes. Give me something different. I trust you to always tell the truth. Okay.
Okay. What number do you want, Shawnee? Has anyone ever accidentally seen you naked?
I mean, I hope not.
What's an accident? Like,
right, like
if I'm in the gym changing and you looking, that ain't an accident. First of all,
I don't think anybody's accidentally seen me naked. Like, nobody's, like, you know, walked in on me or anything like that that I can think of.
I'm
one of those people who don't care, though. Like, if I go to the gym, I'm going to change.
So, like, you like the old white man?
Just be free in that bad boy?
I'm so sick of old white men.
Shut up, Chad.
If there are any old white men listening, I apologize in advance. But I am just, why? Why?
Let him be free.
Why? Here's my thing. You don't have to do everything but naked.
Technically, you're an old white man.
Whoa. Whoa, shots fired. Shots fired. If I'm an old white man.
I'm just saying, what is old here?
Then you an old black woman.
You're right. I'm just saying. Or you no. mean like granddaddy age.
Granddaddy age. Okay. Okay.
Even though it's some granddaddy.
Shut your mouth, woman.
Our age.
No. Okay, we're talking about 60 and above.
Okay.
60 and above. So older white men.
They just be.
You don't have to do everything naked. You brought clothes with you. There are clothes in your locker.
What did they be doing?
Everything. I'm talking about you walk around the corner and there's some white cheeks. You're like, okay, let me go to the other side. So you get going, and then the white cheeks walk by.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And then they're in the mirror right in front of you doing their hair. Cover your cheeks.
Oh, cover your cojones, okay?
Like. It's just wild. Like, it's just wild. Like, just put some clothes on, man.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Like,
I think that white people in general are just a bit more free when
wild.
It comes to that. Because when I think of times that I'm in a gym or in a spa or something, it'll be the white women who are just walking around free before it's, you know, women of color. We might try to cover up a little bit, slide into this, you know, the pool in the spa, but they just drop the towel and, you know what I'm saying? Hey, be free. Like, do your thing.
It's wild, man.
I mean, if you see, you see. Like,
it's wild.
You can't get mad if somebody see it if you just out there.
It's just wild. Like, it's just, like, it's, I'm.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it's wild. I'm like, God, put some clothes on, man. But then they try to have conversations with you. The worst is when they try to have conversations with you.
Like, I don't want to talk to you.
Like, if they'll walk by and, you know, they'll be like.
We'll have nothing.
Or they'll walk up to, like, if you're changing, they'll walk and say they're in the same bench as you and you didn't know they were. Like, they'll wait till they get all their clothes off and be like, how's your day been?
I don't want to talk to you with your situation just. Slanging, like, I
don't. We're not about to have this conversation.
We're not
right
about
now.
To have this conversation. Run it back once you have some clothes.
I've literally said that one time, like, literally, because he kept trying to. I was like, bro, can you just put some clothes on, man? And then I'll happily answer any question you've got. And he's just kind of looking at me. I was like, for real.
It's a locker room.
It's like, a locker room.
You know, I guess that's what's to be expected.
No, it's not. Not.
I didn't like my question. That was my question about being naked?
Yeah, that was the question so I could just think about you naked the whole time.
Never.
I've accidentally seen you naked.
Why? How would it be an accident, though?
Because it wasn't an accident. Exactly. What question you got? What's your number you
have? I don't know. Give me something else. I was going to say something, and then I was like, I don't know. Too late. Go.
What are three must-dos for a relationship to work?
Three must-dos for a relationship to work. Clear communication.
Mm-hmm.
You can't say your feelings, good, bad, ugly, indifferent, whatever, then there will probably be some issues down the line. So 100%. Every relationship needs clear communication. And this is not even a romantic relationship, like whatever relationship.
Any relationship.
There needs to be clear communication, honesty,
mm-hmm.
And clear communication, honesty. What would be that one last thing that you need?
I would say, if you want help, I can say.
What would you say?
I would say, yeah, I like the clear communication, honesty, and then I think that you both bring something to the table. Like, you both can, like, you know, I don't know how to classify that, what word, but, like, you both, it's a mutually beneficial
relationship
to where you can, mm-hmm. you know, bring value to the relationship from both sides.
There's value brought.
Not know. Just, you know, like, everyone goes through tough times, mm-hmm. but if you're friends with someone or you're in a relationship with someone that is not bringing anything to the table that can help you True. In the fact of I'm not talking about money, I'm talking about, like, emotional, like, support. So, like, if I don't ever say, hey, how are you doing?
Right.
And
right.
really listening.
There's got to be some give and take.
Or if I'm always saying, hey, well, here's how I'm doing. Yeah. But you seem like you're doing good. But, you know, here's how I'm doing. Like, that's not mutually beneficial.
So, it needs to be mutually beneficial.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Clear communication, honest communication, honesty, and then mutually beneficial.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
I think so.
I think that those three components right there will, I think a relationship would thrive.
Obviously, there's so much more. I mean, you know,
so
respect
much more.
And, you know, all of that stuff. But
The communication, I think the communication adds in that respect piece because if you don't respect me when you communicate to me, well, we're not about to be friends.
It's about to be another situation, okay?
Exactly.
Another one.
Father of a side. We the best music.
Best. DJ Khaled.
DJ Khaled.
Okay. We got an Ask Gabe and Bae.
Yep.
So let's do that.
You find it?
I thought I had it open. Oh, okay.
You want to read it? Okay. Hey, Gabe and Chad. I was wondering if you all could talk about how you deal with anxiety. I know Chad has dealt with anxiety in the past and that Gabe has been to counseling. You guys seem to handle life challenges positively and not let anxiety get in the way. What tips do you have for dealing with anxiety, and what do you do personally to help you manage everyday struggles? Thanks from a long time peep. And I'm not going to say your name because I don't know, but...
Well, she didn't say she wanted to be anonymous.
She didn't. She didn't, so...
Hey, peep.
Alicia.
Hey, Alicia.
Yes.
Long time peep.
Long time
Shout
peep.
Shout out to you. Thank Shout you, out to girl. You.
Thank you so much for the... great question. You want to take that? You want to go first?
No, you go first.
Oh, this brings me anxiety, sweetheart.
You're so funny. I feel like you have, I'm not to throw you under the bus, but I feel like you have the more, experience
Shots fired. No,
with
I was playing.
Anxiety than I do.
Yeah, no, I think, it's a great question. I think everyone deals with anxiety. Mm-hmm. They just sometimes don't know that that's what they're dealing with.
I was just going to say, yeah.
Yeah, like I think that... and anxiety is an interesting thing. So I've dealt with anxiety from, like, obviously stressful situations, things of that sort, but, like, also on the positive side, because my anxiety was so out of control that even when I was looking forward to something, I would get anxious.
Yeah.
And I would have this real big anxious feeling about me. Like, you know, and that would be uncomfortable, wouldn't feel good. And I'm about to do something good.
Yeah, I was just going to say, let me read the definition of anxiety. A feeling of worry, nervousness, or unease, typically about an imminent event or something with an uncertain outcome. So, yeah, like desire to do something typically accompanied by unease. So it can be good anxiety. It can be bad anxiety. Yeah. And a lot of times people don't label it as anxiety. It's like, oh, I don't have anxiety. But you do, though. You have nervousness. You have, you know, a tense feeling. You have.
Exactly. And that's something. So I think that the biggest biggest thing that helped me was, I mean, obviously at Gabrielle and, like, you know, like just being, having someone that was there, like talk to, you know, but prayer for me, you know, prayer, just praying about, you know, you know, not letting the anxious feeling get, you know, get a hold of me. Like looking at the whole situation, like you can sit and worry yourself into, you know, anxiety attack, you know. You just have to kind of just slow down, think of the, you know, think of the situation in a more open minded way. Like, you know, okay, what is this? What's about to happen? Why am I stressing this? Why is this making me feel anxious? You know, kind of just try to talk yourself off that ledge, you know, kind of just, you know, breathe, deep breathing, you know, if it's really getting you, like, you know, go for a work, you know, go for a run, go do a workout, listen to some good music that, like, really just, you know, like, whether it's music that, like, makes you emotional, makes you cry, so you can kind of let go.
Let go of that feeling.
Or if it's music that, like, you know, so put on some good, like, Jesus music, you know, that'll get you emotional, get you, you know, I mean, you know what I'm saying? That'll get you in your feelings and get you, you know, emotional and let you cry, get that feeling out. That's a really good release. Or, you know, get some good music to dance to. Go, you know, dance and, you know, do healthy things that can really relieve that anxiety, because I've never been a drinker. So, like, for me, drinking was never, you know, well, I'm going to get this anxiety to go away by drinking, but I don't recommend that either way, but I'm not.
Yeah, I was about to say, don't turn to that.
No, what I'm saying is some people would say, you know, have a drink.
Have a drink,
you know?
Tease the...
Yeah, and I think that, I think that that's not necessary. I think that that's more mental than,
you know. It's more of a Band-Aid. Also,
more of a Band-Aid,
yeah. Like you don't really...
Release.
You don't really release or deal with the source of the anxiety. It's just kind of like throwing a blanket or a Band-Aid on top of it. Because then, you know, your inhibitions are a little lowered. You're not thinking about it at the moment. But as soon as that wears off, it comes back.
Like, exactly.
So it's definitely not anything that I would recommend.
Yeah, so you have to find something that's, you know, a productive, healthy way to deal with it. And that's why I say run, you know, work out, dance. Sing some praise and worship, you know, you know,
do some yoga,
do something that, like, is a positive way to release this anxiety. You know, and then if you need to write down, like, what is bringing you the anxiety about the situation or in general, write it down, like, journal maybe.
Journaling is a great idea.
Yeah. To get it off your chest, you know, and if you
just
need,
like,
yeah,
just like, what is it called? Like a brain dump or just, you
just
know,
write,
like,
whatever,
just write without worrying about what you're saying,
punctuation,
like,
doesn't matter.
It's something that they call it, where you just write.
No, I think that's a great idea. Yeah. And then, you know, and if it's really bad, then you need to, you know, maybe talk to a therapist. Maybe reach out to someone. Mm-hmm. If you don't have a close friend that you can talk to that's really going to listen to you, then a therapist, maybe somebody that's going to give you unbiased, you know, attention and help you through it in an unbiased way, because they don't know you. you know, I don't know if you have a pastor, people at church, whatever, you know, whatever. If you don't have a person like that, then I definitely recommend, like, a therapist. And if it's something that bothers you on a regular basis, I would say a therapist still, you know, like, you know, I've done all of these things, you know, like, you know, and in different times in my life, you know, and I think that, so I'm able to control, like, I used to clear my throat all the time. It was this anxious, nervous thing I do. So now when I clear my throat, it's really allergies.
Yeah. It's not that.
Yeah.
Anxious.
Now, allergies kick my butt so much that I'm like, it's like draining and, you know, so, but, like, it used to be just an anxious, nervous feeling.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's my thoughts.
Yeah. No, I think that that's great. Like, you've covered a lot of the things. Like, I think when I think of when I'm anxious, what I do probably the most is identify the source of it and then, like, talk about it. Just before we started this podcast, I was feeling anxious about something, and I was telling myself I didn't know what the cause was, but I really knew what the cause was.
I knew that she knew it because I was like, you sure you don't know?
Yeah, and I just had to take a moment to identify the cause, release that feeling, like I cried, you know.
Allow herself to feel it.
Allowed myself to feel it, and then I expressed it, and I talked with it, you know, I talked through it with Chad, because it's like, you know, this is making me, because a lot of times we can be anxious about something, but we won't allow ourselves to
feel it.
To feel it, so then it just stays there and it's bottled up in us and we're, and it's just like it's never ending. But when you talk about it and release it, even if you don't have anybody, say you don't have, you know, somebody right there to talk about it, talk to God about it. Yeah. Like just verbalizing it, releasing
talk to your dog.
It, feeling the feel, letting the tears come, whatever it is, like just releasing it. It's amazing how much better you feel just doing that.
Just doing that.
And then, you know, making sure you're assessing the situation correctly. Like, are you, you know, catastrophizing? I'm guilty of that. Are you making it out to be way worse than
way worse
what it
than,
is?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, are you so worried about what could happen in the future that you're not just being present in the moment now? Like, you know, like certain things like that, like reframing your perspective about certain things. Like, what is the silver lining? What is the positive or the more optimistic spin in it? And sometimes you just can't find it. It's not always going to be there.
It
won't always be there. But sometimes you can try and look at things a little differently and it'll just shift how you feel about it.
Yeah.
You know, like go outside, ground yourself, go, you know, walk outside, stand outside in your grass. Like you just take a moment to be in nature.
If you ain't got no grass, standing outside in your dirt.
I can't deal with you. Just take some time to be out in nature and just release, like deep breathing, like he said. Like we do that, this thing with Reagan. Like she gets so wound up and frustrated that we have to
breathe.
Calm her down. And we do like deep breaths with her because she'll get upset really quick, you
she
know,
raises little hands,
real
so
anxious.
Cute.
Yeah, and she'll do it with us. It is literally the cutest thing. But you would be surprised what 3 to 5 deep breaths can do, especially because we hold the anxiety and the stress in our bodies. So a lot of times we're uptight and we don't even realize it. It's like, relax your shoulders. You know what I'm saying?
You hold your breath more than you realize.
Yeah, absolutely. So those deep breaths, it kind of brings you back like, okay, I wasn't really breathing, or I was, you know what I'm saying? It was short, or you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, it's crazy how much you don't breathe, you know, especially when you're tense.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. So those are the things that help me. Exercising also helps me because it just makes me feel better.
Yeah.
Gets the endorphins going, like, you know, even when I'm not feeling it, you just feel so much better after you do it. 100%. Like whatever it is, you know what I'm saying? Just if it's a walk around the block, like you don't have to be lifting weights or nothing, but whatever it is that you do. So those are some tips on how we relieve anxiety.
Yeah.
I was like searching, trying to find, you know, like an article or something to kind of give you some more tips. And I feel like we kind of covered what this one said. So it was like 5 ways to feel calmer right now. And the first one was take some deep breaths. that's what I was trying to say. It says when you're anxious, our breath becomes rapid and shallow. So, you know, deep belly breathing helps decrease anxiety by stimulating the body's relaxation response. So it lowers your heart rate and your blood pressure. So, you know, and it says inhale deeply for a count of 4, hold your breath for a count of 4, and exhale for a count of 4.
Okay.
And you repeat that several times, as many times as you need to. But it's like slow and controlled, you know what I'm saying, deep breathing, not like super quick so you can get to the next thing. Take a walk, you know, and it says, you know, grab your headphones or your earbuds and like, you know, listen to some music, because studies show that listening to music brings its own calming effect.
And
probably, you know, depends on the type of music you're listening to, but you know, music can take you there. Music can make
it can take you any direction you want to go.
Completely different. It can ease. I was watching something on Headspace. They were doing these tests with John Legend about like how they had this like stimulator, like ledge stimulator, like virtual reality thing. So he was like walking out on the ledge and they were testing like how his body was reacting, like his blood pressure, how he was, you know, feeling and everything and how anxious he was. Then they had him do it again while listening to some music. And the lady took, she went back and looked at the, you know, all his results and everything. And it was like a significant difference in the anxiety he felt. Same ledge stimulator, like they showed it. It's like virtual reality. So it was like you were walking out like over an open road. And he was so much more calmer while he was listening to music. Yeah. So they're just talking about how music in itself is such, has such calming properties. Like we don't even realize.
Yeah. Music is so powerful. Mm-hmm. I think that, music can do so much for you. I believe that, completely believe that.
Absolutely. So then the third thing was to try a mini meditation. It says, you know, this is a Headspace article, so it says from Headspace, but meditation wherever, you know, like you don't even have to listen to somebody when you're meditating. It's just as simple as just sitting there and like stopping your thoughts, like just pausing, you know what I'm saying? Like not controlling your thoughts or trying to just kind of letting things come and go. Number four is sip some herbal chamomile or green tea. So if you're feeling jittery, pour a cup of chamomile or green tea. Whatever it contains, a compound called Martricia rucutida. What is this word? So chamomile tea contains a compound called
Martricia
rucutida. I feel like I butchered that. Rucutida. Okay. Whatever it is, it binds to the same brain receptors as drugs like Valium. So it gives you that, you know, relaxed type of feeling
without being Valium.
Right. Green tea has long used in Chinese medicine to treat depression, and it contains the amino acid L-theanine, which relieves stress and reduces blood pressure and muscle tension. So, you know. And then the fifth suggestion here is to distract yourself. If you're feeling anxious, try a distraction technique, anything that redirects your attention away from the distressing thought or emotion. So, you know, run your fingers around the edge of your phone, put your hands under running cold water, color, or draw on a piece of paper. So distractions work because your brain can't be in two places at the same time. And shifting your attention to any activity will interrupt the string of racing thoughts. That's an interesting one that I've never actually thought of, like just doing something to distract yourself to stop those thoughts, because the anxiety is coming from our thoughts, basically, like the thought pattern. So
That's some good ones. So
yeah, so hopefully that was helpful. If any of you listening or watching have any techniques or suggestions for things that have worked with you, like, you know, dealing with stress and anxiety, feel free to leave them below.
Please keep the conversation going. Help. We really want to help people when we get these Ass Gaming Babes. They're like, you know, these are real situations that people are dealing with. You know what I'm saying? These are not just a question someone's, you know, posing to us.
Yeah.
Most of the times it's real situation they're dealing with, you know, and you know, so I think that, you know, our mission, you know, and we hope that you're joining in the mission with us, is to really help give practical guidance, you know, the best that we can.
Right.
Because these are completely our opinions, or if we've dealt with a similar situation, we give you what we did. Mm-hmm. But we want to help people. So yeah, when you have something that you know of, and you can leave a comment to give them an idea, then it's probably helping more than you realize.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So please keep the conversation going.
Mm-hmm.
And if you would like to rate this podcast, if you've enjoyed it today, if we've made you laugh, if we made you smile, if you learned something new today,
try one of the techniques we taught you how.
We would love it if you would, you know, rate and review this podcast, specifically on Apple Podcasts if you're listening, but whatever platform that you're listening to, because it just, you know, helps to get the word out and, you know, more people to discover Let's Make Out and grow the family.
Absolutely. And we would love if you would follow us on social. So, you know, our personal socials are at Gabe Flower, C Raider 12. You can follow the podcast social at Let's Make Out Pod on Twitter. Let's Make Out Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, and on YouTube. And yeah, we just would love if you would just, you know, join the family.
Yep.
If you're not watching our family vlogs, Gabe Babe TV, go check that out. The Gabe Fix channel is where Gabriel has all things women. All things woman and parenthood and mamahood.
Woman and parenthood.
Right? And yeah, so we appreciate y'all.
Yeah,
and,
we love y'all.
Love
We're
y'all.
Excited. Thanks Next for episode. Rocking with us for 99 episodes.
That's right.
Whether you've been here for all of them or you just got here, like, we love that you guys are here. We love the support that you continue to give. We don't take it for granted. And oh, if you have any Ask Gabe and Babes, any questions, situations, advice that you would like from us, our non-professional opinion, feel free to email us.
Opinionize it.
At letsmakeoutpodcast@gmail.com
yes.
and put hashtag Ask Gabe and Babe in the subject so that we know you want us to talk about it.
Absolutely.
Send it on over, okay?
So again, June 18th.
Live podcast.
We will
100th episode.
We'll make sure that we give you enough time with, you know, the exact time, where to watch it, all that kind of stuff. So
we'll post it on socials and stuff.
All that stuff.
So, I'm gonna say 7 o'clock. It'll be seven.
Yeah,
7 to
Eastern
eight,
Standard Time.
Eastern Standard Time. Yeah, I'm glad you said that.
So
yeah. Until next time.
Until next time.
Luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.